One of Friedrich Jurgensen's regular communicators was an entity he called the Old Jew. At one point in 1972, a number of Jurgensen's entities appeared on my tapes over the airband in Hull. I sent a tape to Jurgensen, but was ignored. It turned out that he was rather possessive about his voices, and at that time I was an unknown experimenter. Here is the Old Jew congratulating me in the rather garbled style of the EVP. "You're very ute and unsuccess." Polyglot. "You're very" English, "ute" a regional variation of the German gut, "und success." In other words, "you are very successful." A guttural voice.
"You're very ute and success. You're very ute and success."
A fluorescent light outside in the passage outside my office in Hull was faulty and would occasionally make a noise. A voice entity comments, "It's the fluoresco," using a neologism. "It's the fluoresco." Now, carefully, with nerve gas. A voice from 1973 warning about nerve gas. Stockpiling by many powers and possibly terrorists. The later attack on the Tokyo Underground. The clandestine experimentation on British personnel at Porton Down. And Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction. All followed in the wake of this warning. Carefully, with nerve gas. Now, Sonia Lipina, an old friend of Rowdeev's, who died tragically in Riga, and communicated with Rowdeev with singing voices and on my tape in Hull, which you'll find elsewhere. She's singing now, "Raycas, I've made it," triumphantly. "Raycas, I've made it." One day, our dog Sandy dug up on the beach below Flamborough Head a handsome and ancient piece of oak from a wreck, which we dried, polished, and hung over our mantelpiece. As there are hundreds of wrecks off the Yorkshire coast, I wondered what unfortunate ship this relic had come from and survived. I was tuned to a West German station late at night, when a female voice broke in with the word Hector. I consulted the next day the Hull Maritime Museum and found out indeed that a vessel, the Hector, had gone down off Flamborough Head in 1801. Turned out later that the Scarborough Sub Aqua Club had been rummaging in the wreck shortly before, and a storm had swept this piece of wood onto the beach.
Hier sind der Norddeutsche Rundfunk und der Westdeutsche Rundfunk mit dem ersten Programm. Sie hörten Nachrichten, die Zeit 23 Uhr und 5 Minuten.
Ja.
Justin, you've heard this one before. He'll be ready to be a hero speaker. Now, at the time, being a member of a profession and a conservative profession, fitting hearing aids and dealing with the deaf, the hard of hearing, it was always problematical whether it was wise of me to raise my head above the parapet with voices when I was a member of a conservative profession. I was lucky in a way because although I had a certain amount of publicity locally and on local radio and in the press, I didn't draw much flack onto myself, which was a little bit surprising. And so the voice assures me he'll be ready to be a hero speaker. He'll speak up when the time comes, which of course I did, and I did it with a certain amount of impunity. Of course, that voice stands out as a typical EVP voice because of the odd way of speaking, because of the odd sentence construction. We know perfectly well what he means, but it is a little odd.